You may have noticed that the traditional top-down leadership model is being scrutinized and in some cases replaced by more flexible, more cost-effective, and potentially more democratic approaches. One such emerging style is unbossing, which emphasizes autonomy, empowerment, and a flatter organizational structure with less hierarchy. Typically, fewer middle managers. Unbossing seeks to dismantle the traditional boss-centric approach, replacing it with a culture where leaders serve more as facilitators or coaches rather than authoritative figures. Despite some of the pro-social upsides, it's hard to ignore the financial incentives and impact of AI on this trend. The concept of unbossing. Practically speaking, unbossing means fewer levels of management, with each middle manager having more people reporting to them. For example, in the U.S., managers now oversee 3 times the number of employees they did in 2017, as reported in the Financial Post in January 2025. Forbes highlights the stark reality of white-collar job cuts, with middle management positions being systematically eliminated at organizations like Google, Meta, UPS, and others. Indeed, middle management positions accounted for nearly a third of layoffs in 2023 Live Data Technologies, as reported by Forbes on January 4th, 2025. Unbossing as a leadership style should highlight the significance of each individual's contribution within an organization. By minimizing hierarchical barriers and silos and promoting a culture of empowerment and openness to employees' contributions, employees are encouraged to take ownership of their work and take more initiative. This model fosters innovation, collaboration, and accountability, recognizing that everyone on the team is capable of leadership within their domains or spheres of influence. This leadership style often assumes that the individuals in the team possess both the capability and the willingness to perform their roles effectively without constant oversight. It encourages employees to contribute creatively and proactively to the organization's goals. Naturally, this is more effective with experienced and highly skilled employees who don't need as much support or guidance. Where unbossing might be effective, creative industries. In fields that thrive on innovation and creativity, such as advertising, technology, and design, unbossing can unleash the team's full potential. By removing excess levels of managers whose roles and responsibilities might overlap, there's less opportunity for micromanagement. Instead, experienced and competent employees have the freedom to experiment and develop novel ideas, which are essential for staying competitive and productive. Agile environments. In tech startups or other organizations that adopt agile methodologies, unbossing can facilitate rapid iteration and flexibility. By allowing teams to self-manage, companies can adapt quickly to changes and deliver better solutions to market demands. Knowledge-based organizations. In industries where employees are highly skilled experts, such as R&D or consultancy, unbossing helps leverage their expertise to drive innovation and problem-solving. These professionals benefit from autonomy as it aligns with their high competency levels and intrinsic motivation. Where unbossing might be inappropriate high-risk environments. In critical scenarios like client-facing healthcare, emergency services, or military operations, the need for clear directives and quick decision-making might make unbossing impractical. The traditional hierarchical model ensures swift, coordinated action, which is important when the stakes are high and there's no margin for error. Highly regulated industries. Sectors like finance or manufacturing that operate under stringent regulations may find unbossing challenging or inappropriate. The need for compliance and uniformity can conflict with the flexibility and decentralization that unbossing is associated with. New teams or junior staff. In teams where members are inexperienced or unsure of their responsibilities, the guidance and structure provided by more traditional leadership can be critically important. Young professionals might need clear guidance and regular feedback to grow into autonomous roles effectively. Unbossing in a multicultural and multigenerational workforce. In diverse work environments, unbossing can promote inclusivity and equality. by valuing each individual's perspective and eliminating systemic biases that are often built into existing hierarchies, organizations can foster a culture with more respect and psychological safety, encouraging contributions from every team member, regardless of their identity/background. Like most employees, the early indications are that Gen Z doesn't do well under micromanagement, as reported by Forbes in 2022. The difference is that Gen Z is a very large cohort with over 60 million members in the U.S. alone, as of 2022. It is also worth considering cultural differences, as expectations around leadership and authority can vary widely across cultures. Leaders must navigate these nuanced dynamics carefully and may need to implement this carefully and explain the new setup for their teams. Closing thoughts. Unbossing is a radical shift from the conventional leadership models of the past. It offers a different and potentially promising path forward for organizations aiming to enhance innovation, engagement, and organizational agility. However, its effectiveness is situational and dependent on the organization's context and industry demands. As with any organizational structure or leadership style, success lies in leaders' ability to remain flexible and responsive to the team's needs, the organizational goals, and the broader local and national climate. For further reading or listening, on December 30th, 2024, I was invited to do 12 interviews about unbossing in Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Whitehorse, Calgary, Saskatoon, Vancouver, Newfoundland, and a few other locations. If you're curious about what I spoke about, here's a link to one of the recordings. What does it mean to demonstrate authentic leadership using inclusive leadership styles? Leaders and the self-awareness gap. Did this article spark any career-related questions, plans, or concerns? Reach out today for a free and confidential initial consultation by phone, email, or via direct message on X, Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. P.S. If you haven't yet done so, stay in the loop by subscribing to my bi-monthly newsletter. Click here. I promise not to spam, and your email address will always stay private. If you enjoyed this topic or are interested in ongoing professional and leadership development, you'll also enjoy reading or listening to How to Be Resilient in Your Career, Facing Up to Barriers at Work, my book published in 2023 by Routledge. It's available in print, as an ebook, and on Audible. More than career coaching, it's Career Psychology Registered Trademark, IO Advisory Services, Inc., Building Resilient Careers in Organizations, TM.